This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the 2019 National Agriculture Day observance coming up March 14th. All of these food allergies, where do they come from? What can be done about it? Peanut farmers are sure focused on it, and I'll talk about it after this. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Well, I was a little bit put off. I was a little bit disappointed, but on my airplane flights, I couldn't have peanuts anymore. The airline was responding to all of those people, mainly young people, who have peanut allergies. Did you know that an estimated 26 million people have at least one food allergy? 26 million, and about 6 million of those are children. And an allergy to peanuts is believed to be among the most severe. Well, I was all upset about it until I talked to a mother on one flight who said she was petrified about peanuts, fearful that her child who had a known allergy to peanuts would become very ill. Well, the peanut growers, as you can imagine, have been concerned about this too. The National Peanut Board. Bob Parker says anytime you see an article about food allergies in general, there's going to be a picture of peanuts on it. Bob said there's no doubt peanuts are the poster child of food allergies. He says the explosion in peanut allergies has led to tens of millions of dollars lost in peanut sales and lost customers. And he said that's the risk you run when you have bans and you have 30 million kids that can't eat their peanut butter and jelly sandwich at school in a day. For 12 years, he says, they're not going to eat peanut butter sandwiches and they're not going to give peanut butter to their children one day. And as Bob Parker put it, that's of great concern to us. Oh, by the way, it's not just an economic concern for Bob Parker, president of the National Peanut Board. It's very much a family concern. He says his own grandson has a severe peanut allergy. I'll be back after this.